This week we're talking Justin Bieber, 6ix9ine, LaMelo, Grandma Catches Someone Twerking, and more on this week's World Star Weekly. Stay tuned.
Viewer discretion is advised.
You already know what it means when you hear that sound. That means you are listening to the sounds of World Star Weekly. You're watching us live right here on BHL. And of course, I am your host. My name is Teron. Today, we are talking Justin Bieber, 6ix9ine. Boosie Badass uncovers some blackface on Instagram. LaMelo Ball goes back to high school. A dunk goes wrong. Teacher plays the wrong video in class. A grandma catches her grandchild twerking. A pastor steals money, which I guess that's kind of the thing now. Why Fear Factor got canceled. And what happens when someone passes their bar exam all this week right now. To my left, I have a wonderful, wonderful panel. Officer Freyer is in the building.
What's up, guys? Now I'm clearly a police officer.
She is.
I just like making sure people are on time.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're on a schedule
that's
here.
That's fine, Officer Freyer. You know? And we have Refinery 29's own Amber Kai.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Anticlimactic, but not that the show will be as we go in. How was everybody's World Star Weekend this weekend?
It was great. It was kind of low-key. How was yours?
It was excellent.
Good. What was the highlight?
You know what? You're the highlight.
Oh, you're so beautiful.
Thank you. You're the highlight. But no, I'm so sorry. I meant Amber.
Oh.
I apologize.
I know, 2A. It gets confused.
Exactly.
Thank
how
you.
We go.
See, Tony's on my side.
But you know what Justin Bieber's highlight was this weekend? Getting into the hood and his car breaking down. Let's go into this video because Justin Bieber's hood trip is a trip. This is Justin Bieber, and everybody, of course, in the hood recognizing him immediately.
Oh my God.
As he's somewhere in the Inglewoodish
right
area.
Yeah, Justin Bieber in the hood.
And all, look.
In the hood, cuz.
When you hear the word cuz, and it's just natural
it's
vernacular,
yeah.
That's not family. That's gang language. You understand? And,
but he's fam.
And Justin Bieber. They get him singing.
Yeah.
They get him doing push-ups.
They get him doing push-ups. They have him do every hood activity you can think of. He plays basketball with some kids and shows off some skills. And he even gets a face tattoo.
What?
It's a little one,
no.
But it still exists.
No
yes.
Way.
There, they get him doing push-ups.
Oh, my God.
On the street.
This is like, this reminds me of those like street parties in Jamaica when everybody gets out and starts like humping each other.
That's not what it reminds me of, but I'm glad that didn't happen to Justin Bieber.
Am I the
Anthony,
only one?
Anthony in the booth was
you might
yeah.
Be the only one.
Yeah, not gonna lie. This feels like he's fighting for his survival out here.
He's trying to stay alive. And that was like a bit of a compilation. Mm-hmm. People put together all the videos of him.
Oh, my God.
He's like, what do you
life.
Want me to do? You got it. You got it. You want me to sing
you know,
louder? No,
Justin
I think he was
Bieber
comfortable.
Is no stranger to the hood. He's
right,
been
yeah.
Hood passing it for a while.
Yeah, for a hot minute.
He has. The least hood thing he's ever done is make a song with Tyga.
Oh,
the least hood thing. Shots fired.
I just want to know, how did he end up there? Like, what was he doing? What was
we
he just
know what
driving
he was
through?
Doing.
What do you think he was doing?
He was picking up some goods.
Yeah.
You think that's what Justin Bieber needs to go to the hood to pick up goods?
What else is he going there for?
Yeah.
I think actually a lot of the studios are downtown.
I thought we were in Inglewood.
Well, it's in that area, like these big warehouses, because
yeah.
It's LA, and so prices are exuberant.
Yeah.
And so all these big studios are actually very much downtown. A lot of them are in Inglewood. Snoop has a huge one down there. I mean,
okay.
It's because
yeah.
It's actually Inglewood is in the process of being made nice.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's the nicest way of saying made nice, but it's being
yeah.
gentrified as
yeah.
we speak.
Yeah.
But the concept is a lot of these warehouses still house.
So he was using Waze, basically, and he took a wrong turn.
Maybe.
And what kind of car is he in that's breaking down?
You know, that's
that's what I want to know.
I know he has the Lambo. I know he has the Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
That one looked like it was a two-seater. It looked like it was a two-seater.
Yeah.
I mean.
Maybe he's just trying to reconnect.
Maybe
people.
It didn't break down. Maybe he just stopped.
No, I don't think Justin Bieber stopped in the hood on purpose. Trust me, nobody's doing push-ups in the hood on purpose.
Scooter Braun was like, look, Justin, we saw that picture of you eating that burrito. You need to reconnect with the real people.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's actually.
That was so offensive. Did you not? That
why?
Was.
Like,
that
was him, when he was eating a burrito?
It was,
yeah,
it was so
gross.
Wrong.
It
he
was
just
gross.
Like ate it off of the
a sideways.
Side.
He didn't eat
like,
it
who
like.
Who does that?
I'm so sorry. Justin Bieber ate a burrito like a man. Like, he's not going to eat the burrito like. So, I don't know.
He was
know.
Like so uncomfortable eating the burrito in public that he just side ate the burrito.
It was just,
like,
a, it was just
but you don't
a
have
bad
to do
move.
Like the whole, like, you could just like sideways, like corner.
Nibble it. Like
you can nibble the burrito.
Yeah,
it
that's
the
even
wrong
less
way.
Hood. Justin Bieber's such a hood gangster. Like, He has.
He kind of is.
Gucci
Mane
is one of the favorites. Homies. Migos. Yeah. Everybody likes Justin.
Yeah. I've not met someone that doesn't like Justin Bieber.
He's got a good rep.
I know a lot of people as he was coming up who hated on Justin Bieber.
But not like him as a person.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you don't like him, you can just not listen to his music. Right. It's very simple. I've never understood why people hate on an artist. If you just don't like that artist, don't listen to them. And don't get mad at other people who do listen to him.
Right.
And let's be real. Justin has bangers.
He does. Oh, yeah. I love Justin Bieber.
Bangers.
I'm glad what were you saying on the
street? Yeah, like a Jamaican tree party.
I'm glad he didn't get banged on in the hood, though. I'm glad he survived. He survived the hood. We're not Googling Jamaican street parties.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm sure you do have the prayer.
Yeah. They're wonderful. They're a wonderful time.
The only person who spent more time in the hood than Justin Bieber, Abigail Frayer.
We're done.
On that subject of hood, 6ix9ine, Kanye West, and Nicki Minaj got into a little bit of trouble over the weekend as shots were fired literally at their music video shoot. Now, allegedly, the person behind this is Slim 400, who's in the YG posse and, of course, a Treetop Blood, who had stopped 6ix9ine from entering the venue.
He just spat out so much knowledge in, like, 2 seconds.
But it's real. Entering the venue on... this past week in Complex Con. So everyone knows there's this rivalry. Right. 6ix9ine, of course, being brazen and bold and always speaking his mind almost to a fault and being a very popular troll, has come out against a lot of people in L.A., and he's the guy that visits a lot of hoods. He's making a lot of enemies. But let's watch Slim discuss his beef with 6ix9ine.
I got this tattoo on my back.
And so you see Slim 400 speaking right now.
For the coast. That's the same shit niggas gonna do, because why? You in a rap game. Beef is beef, nigga. Who gonna stand to be the man? All this that you doing is for nothing. Go on and simmer down a little bit, my nigga.
He's talking about 6ix9ine.
You something saying? I don't cost that much, my nigga. Come holler at my peoples.
Oh.
You see that at name on my motherfucking Instagram? Holler at my nigga. And we can talk about some, you know what I mean, some number. Since your boy said, I'll get your bank account good. I'll line you up some shows. Line me up then. Let me see what y'all talking about, nigga. I need 100 bands or more. You know what? Fuck all that. I need 200.
Basically saying you need $200,000 to be able to get that LA hood pass where you get to come to LA and stay safe.
We dropping singles after singles every other fucking week. Look for that new shit, nigga. And shout out to my nigga Yellow Beezy. You bitch.
Perfect. So the concept is cut the video, Anthony. The whole concept is those fights of him being in a fight at LAX and everything. That's 6ix9ine. He's had a lot of turmoil. Mm-hmm. Amber, what are your personal thoughts on 6ix9ine?
You know, I love his hair. I think it's great. I think that he has so much opportunity to be one of the best young rappers in the game. But I think a lot of times that, I think especially with social media, like the way that things are going now, it's like, why cause so much? Why cause so much drama? Like, we have so many issues in the black community. Like, I don't know. I see it as like creating more issues than it's worth, you know? I also think that there's a lot. I've seen that there's been some times where he's been on stage and he has been like, oh, it's not safe for me to go out. Like, he's always on edge about people, like, you know, assaulting him or whatever. And I'm like, well, you know, if you just didn't say anything, you'd be good. Like,
but he also wouldn't be famous now.
Yeah. But I think it's like there's a line, too,
with the stuff that they're like messing with. It's like real. It's like life and death. Like, it's not a joke. It's not like, I feel like a lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah.
And I think that there's.
But of course, Abigail Frayer, our 6ix9ine expert, understands.
No, but I'm just saying.
She's an expert at 6ix9ine. Yeah.
No, but you have a lot of like social media people that talk shit and they don't think that there's not a life at stake.
Yeah.
Or they do like, you know, viral threats, whatever. But like, I think there's a cross now between social media and actual gang activity. Yeah. And it's not a game.
But most people don't know and understand when people are actually like talking and saying those words and understanding what people are actually communicating.
Right.
And like, you just think that someone's just saying, maybe they're just, you know, talking on their Instagram stories or whatever, and like, but they could be easily like
also
threatening people.
Yeah. And it all comes down to money. Like, so, okay, so 200 grand and like, you're good?
Yeah.
So
no,
you just want some money?
It's not the 200 grand and then you're good. See, this is the concept people don't know about the hood rules. Once you get extorted, you always get extorted.
So they're going to keep asking.
Once you get your chain snatched,
right.
You always get your chain snatched.
Yeah.
So the concept is, and if you don't believe me, ask Young Berg. Once you get that, once you lose that pass, once you lose that, your concept of male toxic behavior, masculinity, mm-hmm. you're no longer good anywhere you go. Mm-hmm. You show a sign of weakness. Now, as far as 6ix9ine goes, this is the catch 22, right? The concept is he famous for his music or is he famous for his antics? And do they go hand in hand?
I think they do, 100%. I think that the music and the antics go together as a character. I think that when you, watching his videos, I don't remember which video it was, but he was like hanging out of a car and just doing crazy stuff. Like
Gummo.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. And I don't know. And like
or
the music,
or it could be
the music
any
is great.
Actually,
the music is so fun.
I like his music. Some of his music.
Yeah, the music. A lot of the music is really fun, and like you can bop to it. Like it's fun. But I think on the other side of that is like, I don't know. Like there's too many people dying.
You're right. Yeah, however, I would throw out this argument that we know the name 50 Cent because of his infamous beefs with a lot of rappers coming up. So
how come they like each other.
When people do things now, we look down on them, but when they're from the past, we look at them and revere them. And it's basically the same thing.
I think because now everybody has a social media platform. So everything you're doing, like, we didn't know what 50 Cent was doing. Right. Like, we only knew what
But
what
we
was
did.
Being told.
His music, right. there
yeah,
was a lot
but
of...
But it wasn't a day-to-day.
But we didn't see him day-to-day.
You're right.
Yeah.
And
I think
I feel
makes
like we're in. The viewer almost feels like they know really what's going on when they don't mm-hmm. really know what's going on because of social media. You're like, oh, did you see this video? And like, you feel like you're there. You're not there. You don't actually know what's going on once it's off. Like, I don't know. Also, aren't mm-hmm. we supposed to evolve as people?
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. Looking at where rap is going, like, I enjoy some of the new stuff that's coming out, and I can listen to it, you know, musically and be like, okay, like, this is fun. You know, but I think there's a difference because, I mean, you said like the shoot, did people end up getting hurt or what
at
was
the
happening?
They were just shots fired and you can hear them in the background. Of course, that's on every social media platform
now.
But the concept is their understanding is that it's about 6ix9ine. Now, no one's bringing up that this could be a Cardi B, Nicki Minaj issue.
Yeah.
Or honestly, it could be a Drake or Kanye issue.
Yeah.
But most likely it's a 6ix9ine issue that happened at that video. But Slim has gone on. He hasn't exactly mm-hmm. taken credit for this.
Yeah.
He was clearly there at the Complex Con situation and denied 6ix9ine entry into Complex Con. Security couldn't even do anything about that. And that video is everywhere. Everybody was taking video of that, which was interesting to me because if it was me, I would have been like, oh, something's about to pop off.
Yeah.
Let's not just be in this vicinity because bullets don't know who's the bad guy or good guy.
Right. Yeah, that's so true.
But with 6ix9ine, personally, I would like to remind people that three things. First of all, he's 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. It's not like he had the best upbringing and he's in this situation. He's around gang members and he is being fed a lot of these things through Trey and the people that he associates with since he was a kid. Number two, this is also part of his platform. His antics are just as much a part of his persona as his music is, and it might even be more popular. More mm-hmm. people know what 6ix9ine looks like than an actual 6ix9ine song. And the third thing I'd like to remind everyone is that bad publicity is still publicity. Mm-hmm. And that's how he stays on everyone's radar. When he says he's the king of New York, honestly, at this point, if men lie and women lie, numbers don't lie, his numbers show that he possibly is. So good luck staying alive, 6ix9ine.
I mean, that's going to end poorly.
Good luck staying alive. Well, hopefully you do, and hopefully you mature as a person and everything works out. But you are messing with a lot of people who take this life extremely seriously.
Yeah.
Which I've never personally actually understood because, honestly, all these people who are defending their block, we don't own the block in the first place. Think about that. Going on to more blackface persona, Boosie Badass has a comment on some of the most notorious Instagram models who use blackface in order to further their platform. Let's hear what Boosie has to say, and hopefully you'll understand.
Come on, man. I'm finna eat crawfish fettuccine on you, pretty old. You don't look like that, man. See, you done washed it every day. You put it behind every filter.
Now, if you know, specifically, he's speaking on a model. If we could bring up the pictures, please. Emma Hallberg. Who is a Swedish mm-hmm. model who is clearly a pale face.
She in L.A.?
Pale face. I believe she's overseas.
Oh, okay.
I believe she's overseas. Yeah. And then we see her darken her face through the use of foundation and become, for all intents and purposes, a black model.
Mm-hmm.
I was familiar with her as a model and not as a person and had no idea that she was white, yeah, or as white as she was. I figured she was possibly mixed, half black, half Swedish, something of that. Mm-hmm. Amber, you're in the beauty field,
yeah,
with your platform for women in beauty.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this situation?
I think it's crazy. Like, I've actually been following. I followed her for a really long time, and
did you know?
I had no idea.
Okay.
I had no idea. I think something really interesting that I'm seeing a lot is like the rise of like the ethnically ambiguous Instagram model. It's very like trendy right now, and so of course it's like, oh, like she's got great bone structure. She's beautiful. I'll follow her. And I think what really got me, besides the fact that like her makeup is significantly darker, because a lot of people do that, but I mean not this dark, but it's her hair texture. If you go through her Instagram, you can actually see like different photos of her hair, like as curly hair, as wavy. And so to me, it's like, you know, oh, maybe she's wearing a wig, or maybe that's her natural hair. But I would never think that someone would go to that length to, I mean, in like pretty like curly hair. And so there's actually I follow a lot of half black, half Swedish models who actually look like this. So to me, it was just like,
well,
I was like,
could,
what?
Please forward me their yeah. No, just for research purposes.
Yeah, research.
I did hear a very interesting fact regarding yeah. Emma Hallberg,
yeah.
that she's actually applying to run an NAACP chapter in Seattle, Washington, like Rachel Dolezal.
I can't.
Abigail.
You need to stop.
Abigail.
That's not so real. Funny. That's not real, right?
That's no. clearly oh my not. God.
Do you think that, before you shoot fire at me, what do you think, do you think there's a difference between that happening in the United States and happening in Sweden as far as culturally, like, is it, yeah, I mean, is it looked differently? Is it looked on differently in other countries?
I don't understand. I think so. I think.
Is it not as serious?
Like, I think a lot of it, I mean, in Europe, I think there's a whole other, because I think blackface is just different over there. And like the concept of blackface is different. I mean, they have like a holiday where they like walk outside in blackface. Like, I forgot what it's in Germany. I don't know where it is, but it's like a Christmas type of holiday. And that's like widely celebrated. So it's just got, there's a lot of like, obviously, in this country, there's a lot of history behind blackface and, like, mm-hmm. why it's wrong. And I think right now you just have an age of social media where people are following each other. They're like, this is what's attractive. This is what is going to get the most attention from companies. This is what's going to get the most attention from agencies. I need to look like this. And, like, this is what's going to make me famous. And so I'm going to do everything I can to my body and my face and my hair to make me look like that, because that's what's pretty.
Do you
right
think
now.
She'll lose sponsorship over it?
I don't know. I think because
it's like
yes.
Sweden's where the whole H&M thing happened.
Yeah,
too,
yeah. I think there's definitely a possibility
shirts.
For
coolest
it.
Coolest monkey in the jungle.
Yes.
Yeah. That was.
So it's like that's where I'm saying. Like, I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Are they just they don't get it? Like, does it
I think,
not matter there?
I think it doesn't translate. I think at 19, you think about like how long a phone has been in a 19-year-old's hand. It's mm-hmm. probably since they were like 10. So I mean, I think a lot of times it's just like you're just doing what you see. You know, okay. as much as I think it's, you know, totally messed up and like. There's just so many issues with that on, like, her own part, too, of being, like, not being herself on social media. But, like, I mean, not a lot of people are, you know? Mm-hmm. So she probably was just like, I'm just going with the trends. I'm just going with, you know, because she's like, well, this is just what I look like with darker makeup. And it's like, okay, like, yeah, like, you're not, you know, you're not doing anything. You haven't done anything to your face. Like, that is your face. But I think also, like, letting people believe that you are something that you're not
well,
is an issue.
Well, there are DM messages where people have attacked her and she has yeah. specifically
said,
denied
I'm white.
Ever
yeah.
saying she
yeah.
was anything but herself. She's never actually said I'm black. Mm-hmm. She has obviously given the appearance but
yeah.
not the libel statements
right.
of saying anything other
right.
than that she's white.
Right.
Now, the broader conversation of does race hold a different weight overseas? The answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this for a fact because even when you go to Canada and you're black from America, a lot of people have no problems asking you, oh, where are you from? And you say America. And they're like, no, but where's your family from? And you say America.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, no, like Africa, Jamaica. Because
yeah.
Canada, black in Canada means that you have an ethnicity behind you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cultural representation other than that of American. And slavery is a very American and Western thing. So we also see a difference of value when
yeah.
we go into the Middle East and into the Eastern cultures. Or, for example, in Iran, our version of a Santa Claus is in blackface.
Yeah.
And that has nothing to do with the racial connotation of anything that holds weight in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So in Sweden, the concept is you're not around a lot of black people.
Yep.
So it doesn't hold as much offensive weight as we're used to it. Whenever we say a word, there's an entire catalog of memories that come up with it. So when we say the quote-unquote N-word, it relates to slavery and it relates to Jim Crow and segregation and oppression and social disenfranchisement in the United States. But when you say the N-word in Japan, they don't know what that means. They've only heard it for the last 20 years in music. Right. Yeah. So they think it's something cool that everyone says.
Right.
They have no racial connotation and context for what it means. Now, do I think Emma Hallberg knows what she's doing? Of course she does.
Mm-hmm.
However, she doesn't know how offensive it can be to certain people, which is why she even defends herself the way she does in her DMs.
Yeah.
Now, if Abigail Freyer did this,
it'd be completely different.
It'd be completely different.
Right. Yeah.
Not beyond her, but completely different.
How dare you?
Concept.
Yeah.
Which is why you're so mindful of these things.
Yeah.
Do you think that she's going to continue to do it?
I think she's going to continue to look like that. Yeah. I don't think that she's going to just, like, take her makeup off tomorrow.
I think she looks better, personally.
She looks great. She looks beautiful. She's a beautiful
girl.
She
looks better dark?
Yeah.
I think, by far,
a completely different person.
Yeah. I think
and
that
not
it's
that
crazy,
we're advocating
though.
People to do this.
No. I'm just saying, if you look at both photos of her, I think she looks more attractive.
She looks like a basic white bitch and a bad B-word black girl. Like,
you just said bitch, though, when you said white.
Yeah, I did. But, like,
thank you.
I mean, if you look at some of the photos, it's like some she's like clearly filtered. She looks a lot darker than others. It's just wild to me. Like, why go through all that? Like, why go through all that just to like to take your photos? And we were talking about this earlier, but like in real life, like
what do you
look like?
Well,
like,
why go through all that for 2 million some followers? You know who has a lot of followers here at BHL, our fans, Black Hollywood Live, is the first urban digital broadcast network in existence. Since inception, BHL has prided itself on creating outstanding content in all areas from news, music, and politics to lifestyle and entertainment. We've not only given voice to the often underserved Black and Latino community, we've also provided new hosts with the dopest platform to exercise their talents. I'm pretty sure Emma Hallberg wrote that line. And that's not all. BHL has done the same for many of Hollywood's A-list, including Oprah Winfrey, who I love, whom has made multiple BHL appearances and given us several shout-outs. Not for me. I'm waiting, Oprah. We're waiting for hours. Now, the Black Hollywood Live Network needs your help. How can you do that? By subscribing to our YouTube channel. That's how. Subscribe to our YouTube channel will also help you find new shows we're sure you'll love. And if you're worried about annoying notifications, don't be. They're optional. So hit that subscribe button now. It's easy and help us continue our work. Let us know you did in the comments and we'll show you love on air. Thanks for being supportive fans to BHL, helping us take the network to the next level and continue to redefine Hollywood. So thank you so much. We love reading your comments below. Please share and subscribe and let your friends know to let their friends know about World Star Weekly and other shows on BHL. Someone who needs to know something about themselves is my main man, LaMelo Ball. And I'm saying this a person who actually really likes him.
Yeah.
And this is a video that takes place, and if we play it from the beginning, it's the video of LaMelo Ball balling as
crazy.
He comes back to high school. He drops 21 points and... look at him. Boom.
Oh, my God.
That is a high school student. Now, what makes this video interesting isn't that he's good, is that people start chanting in the stands, overrated, as he's playing.
Right. Did you watch one, too, when they're, like, warming up and stuff, and he does all these, like, off the backboard, like, like, killing it.
Yo, he's killing it.
He's just nice.
So he's in Ohio. This is happening in Ohio.
Yes.
So that doesn't surprise me.
So why is it happening?
The overrated stuff, because people are jealous. People don't want to play him. The teams have actually opted out of playing the school that he's at now.
Wow.
Anthony, you can cut the video. What I wanted to address is the concept that he's a high school student, and these are grown people chanting at
him.
People forget that.
Yeah.
Just because someone's famous doesn't mean they're not family men. That's not a mother. That's not someone's daughter. That's someone's kid. So it's just very
it's weird
disgusting
and even,
to me.
Even watching
to
like college sports, I'm like, this person's not even 21 years
old. He's 19 years old.
Like, they're children. Even in the NFL, I mean, a lot of them are a little bit older, but a lot of them are under 25 years old. Like,
by
what,
far. NFL, NBA, a lot of these players are under the age of 22.
And that's why I feel like grown men wearing jerseys is kind of a weird thing, too, because I'm like, you're like... it's just weird to me. Like, the whole idea is weird. Like, yes, I love watching sports and I enjoy sports, but I think people take it too far and they forget that these are people. They're not characters. It's not a video game. Like,
Yeah.
And this kid's, I mean, I probably like, the best out of all three of them, I feel to
like
be honest.
That's kind of like the nature of sports, though.
Yeah, it's just it's getting like people's head.
Heckling is
yeah.
like, I mean, it's a part of it. I think it's like at all levels you get heckled.
I think so, but the high school level, that's the one that bothers me yeah. the most. Because yeah. if LaMelo was a trans gay kid, yeah. we would all understand right. yeah. that there's a problem with it.
Right.
But because and because of his father, who is just basically this guy who loves his kids. That's right. basically who the father is.
Yeah.
So if yeah. anyone else was like this, if the father was white, he might be the president. The concept is this is just a guy who loves his kids. What's he supposed to say? My kids are the best. What's my kid sucks? Like, what's he supposed right. to say and do? Yeah. This is a kid, a guy who believes in his kids. And I honestly wish my dad believed in me as much. All right. So believing in yourself is the best part of life, yeah. but it's not always all you need. We see this, and it reminds me of the Sprite commercial. The video speaks for itself. It's a young man who attempts to dunk on a... I said dump subconsciously, but... Because he takes a dump. Let's watch the kid. He gets his friend to record, and he goes up for the dunk. All right. And someone put the video game music, and he just flips back as he tries to hang on. Now... As someone who recently tore his ACL and meniscus dunking and someone fouling
Did
me.
Did that happen?
No, that's not what happened. I dunked the ball and the guy fouled me from behind. That grabbing on the rim and that people don't realize, that's why some players get so mad when they get fouled right after that. Actually, there was an incident with LaMelo overseas where he hit a guy after he fouled him on a dunk. That's the most dangerous time. You're in the air. Mm-hmm. You don't have control. Mm-hmm. So. The concept of him falling, there was a Sprite commercial that was infamous in the 90s going into the 2000s where a guy went up for, he obeyed his thirst, drank some Sprite, felt like he could dunk, and then got stuffed at the rim and just fell flat down.
Oh, no.
That just hurts.
Yeah.
There's nothing more to say.
It looks like he fell on his neck.
That's
definitely
some bad
thought,
shit.
Just,
that's
that
like, that's the kind
so
of thing
good.
It's like,
is
if
he
you
okay?
Don't get up. That's when you're like, hey, I'm going to laugh, but first, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's just a horrible fall.
Oh my God.
We're used to that on World Star videos. We're not used to people playing the wrong video, which is what this teacher does as he plays the wrong video in class. So this teacher is teaching a class, giving a lecture, puts on a video, and walks out the class like most teachers like to do. Let's hit play right there. So if you're noticing the kids are all paying attention, they're paying the most attention. This is definitely just porn on the screen. So... This is full ass. It's like a full porn. The teacher is outside and hears the O's and oohs and ahs, and it's like, what's going on? At this point, there's a guy just smashing, and he runs back in, and look, he's frantically trying to change
his
video.
He's going to get fired.
He's definitely getting in a lot of trouble.
And it doesn't shut off.
Yeah. That's when you just plug all the plugs
that's
out of the
when
wall.
You just rip them all out.
That's
like, light it on fire. The whole thing's on fire.
So everybody, and this seems to be like an Asian classroom. I would assume it's overseas somewhere.
Well,
but
it looks like he's using
really
Windows, so that's probably half the problem.
That was his computer.
My gosh. I just wonder, it's like, what are you doing with your work computer? Like, what are you doing with your work computer?
Well, that
doesn't
might
it
be
have
his
like a firewall
computer.
Or something? Like,
do you guys feel bad for this teacher?
No. No.
You guys are horrible.
Also, how do you keep porn, like, stored on your computer?
Yeah, like, that's like in a file somewhere.
Like, don't you just go to a website and then you exit when you're done?
Man, some streaming. People download for, you know, times where you don't have access to internet.
We're done now.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, is that what they do for on the airplane?
You know what?
Oh, my lanta.
Yeah, have you ever watched a movie on the airplane that shows nudity and you feel uncomfortable? It's the movie for the airplane. Like, it's their movie.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Because other people can't hear, so you're like, it's Care Bears.
See, it's
like,
just you, because I was talking about you downloading porn for when you're on the airplane. And that's what you were
downloading
talking about.
Downloading porn
is... That's what I'm saying. Who does that?
That's
is that, like, legal to watch porn on an airplane?
I think that anytime there would be
there's probably some regulation
of... being a nuisance just because of nudity in public.
Right, got it.
It's lewd and lascivious behavior, right. I'm assuming.
Asking for, not for myself, for a friend.
For a friend. Well, that's okay, because I went to law school for myself. So, going on to playing the wrong video, this grandma walks in on a video being made. This is a video of twerking. This is her grandson, who's standing on a dresser and starts twerking.
Mm-hmm. Is this a boy?
That is her... So grandson twerking in women's underwear on the video, recording himself. And then grandma comes in, and then she throws a bag at him and starts hitting him. Which is what I think any grandma would do to any grandchild, no matter what gender, male or female.
Oh my God.
Yeah, grandma just does the grandma thing.
You know, if you're twerking at your grandma's house, then you're about to get in trouble. Twerk at your own risk, kids.
Right.
What would you do if your grandma walked in on you, Abigail?
Twerking?
Yeah.
I twerk when I'm like the house is by itself.
But that's just because you can't twerk. But let's assume
No, I can. I told you I'm taking classes.
Oh, that's true.
I actually have two moves I'm very good at. Thank you.
Okay.
We're working
Amber, what would you do if your grandma walked in on you?
Oh my God.
Amber twerks like all the time.
I twerk all the time, just like anytime. But I honestly.
What was your Instagram again? Okay, so the concept is, who's the worst family member
to twerk in front
of? Granddad.
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 Interesting.
100%.
I would just die.
I would probably die. I would probably just like.
What are you going to do like at your wedding?
Fall flat on my face. Oh, that's a good question. I wonder what people do. People twerk at weddings? I feel like where I grew up, like my friends, like they all twerk at weddings.
Yeah.
And like the grandparents just like leave the room.
I feel like once a certain time, like once it hits like 10 at the reception, then like the old people go home.
They leave. And then it's like that's the party when we start starts. Playing Ying Yang Twins.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's end on a great note. And this is one of the best notes. I know how this feels like. It is a young lady who just found out she passed the bar exam. And this is her reaction. She's sitting behind her desk, and she's hitting enter. And she just got her exam results. Oh, because that's how you find out. It's just a pass-fail on a computer,
yes!
And she is ecstatic. This you young passed? Black woman has just passed the bar.
Oh my God.
It's like giving me goosebumps, just feeling her energy. And everyone's excited for her.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you see her on the ground. Anthony, we're good. So the concept is she feels great about passing this bar exam, and as she should. If you know that bar exam is a very stressful, strenuous time, and anyone who's just finished law school's life, it is an extra 3 months of studying as if you had never gone to law school, and especially depending on the state you're taking it in. California has the most difficult bar exam. California, New York, Florida, extremely difficult. And just that feeling of passing, especially in states that have less than 50% pass rate, is ecstatic. So kudos to her.
I felt her happiness she looked so happy. I also wonder what she was – I wonder what job she was at. Like, I wonder if that means that she can, like, go and do what she really wants
Most
to do in life.
Most times people are already working the job, and then like they find out if they pass or fail on the job, and that means if they continue working there.
Wow,
Or continue. Sometimes they have to continue as a paralegal until the next time. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't pass on their first time.
Right.
You'd be surprised how many of these lawyers that we all revere did not pass on their first time.
Yeah.
The bar exam is a very difficult exam, no matter where you take it. So
what's
the happiest accomplishment that you've ever had? Abigail, twerk class?
Yeah. That's a...
Yeah, no.
When you were like, oh my gosh, I can twerk for the first time.
I really... college graduation is like a big deal.
See, that wasn't a big deal for me because in my family it was like, you're supposed to pass.
Yeah,
like,
but I mean,
the feeling of accomplishment that you did something for yourself.
Yeah. Neither of my parents went to college, so. Yeah.
So it was a big.
It was like, you know, it was like a cool, and my sister didn't walk when she graduated, so I was the first one to like walk and like grab
amazing.
The diploma, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like getting my first like big job.
Like
the job that I really, really wanted.
I remember when you got your job.
You know, I'm so glad you finished that sentence because my mind went all over the place. But big job is a good way to fill that in.
My first big job.
That was about to be a world star video on
its own. That was about to be.
And was it the job you currently have at Refinery 29 or did you advance to that?
It was a job before that. Yeah. But I mean, I love working at Refinery. That's amazing. But yeah, just like I feel like that accomplishment of going through all those rounds of interviews and just working really hard. And that was like a really big, I felt that.
You know, it's interesting. I've never actually had that feeling. I've always wanted to. And the reason is I've never really specifically gotten excited about anything because everything I've received, I feel that I expect
you're gonna get it. Right?
Whether it's because I worked hard or worked smart or on my own merit, I honestly believe that in so many ways. And people have actually spoken to me because they're like, why are you never excited? And I'm even when something good, it's like something that people think is good luck. I'm just like, I feel like I'm supposed to win. That's just a attitude that I have.
I need some. You need to bottle that up and like sell that.
And sell it. But you know what? That feeling that she feels, That is something I would live through. The only thing that gets me that excited is this show each and every week right here on DHL. Thank you guys so much for being with us. We appreciate you. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, please leave them below. If you don't like us, that's your problem. On to the left. Abigail, where can people find
you? Guys, thanks so much for joining us this week. You can find me on all social media, Abigail, _AF. Amber, where can they find you?
Yes, at Amber Kylie. That's K-A-I-L-I, Amber Kylie.
We're going to be checking for those twerk videos. And of course, I am your host. I am Tehran. Literally across the board at I am Tehran. I-A-M-T-E-H-R-A-N. My name is Tehran, like the capital of Iran. So if you don't know how to spell Tehran, just watch Fox News. Guys, we'll see you next week right here. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagrammy, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.